T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go! Set!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Hanging out with you here on a Falcons Monday. Hour number two, a lot of NFL football over the next 45 minutes. Crazy day in the NFL yesterday. Fun. I mean, all NFL Sundays are fun, but there was just a lot of really good action yesterday. Already got some news today as well. Baker Mayfield has officially been released by the Carolina Panthers. So he's out there.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to pick him up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, San Francisco seems like the place to go for him because he, you know, as far as had his best season in that system,
right?
With the bootlegs and everything like that. He has best season with the Browns in that system.
Tell me if I'm going too far, because sometimes you just play these stories out in your mind, and maybe I've gone too far with it.
Okay.
Not only does it seem like the right fit,
right?
It seems like it'll probably work.
Yeah.
Like Baker Mayfield goes and plays in that offense, and he's not going to be asked to do hardly anything.
Yeah.
He can do hardly nothing.
But the thing about it is
he can walk, run around a little bit.
Of course, we all know Jimmy G's out for the rest of the season. Brock Purdy, the kid from Iowa State, got in, played really good. They're probably the only team that I can think of. It might be some more out there. The only team, because of who the coach is and the system, that it's not a big deal that Jimmy G's not there.
Yeah, they're maybe Kansas City for a game or two because the system's so good, but obviously
Mahomes
takes it to a different level.
A different way.
But you might be able to survive for a couple weeks. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, never mind. Maybe we'll find out who's going to play quarterback for the Falcons in a couple weeks from now, because it sounded like things had changed a little bit for Arthur Smith. Now, we can talk a bit about the game yesterday. I mean, Falcons lose 19-16. Mariota wasn't particularly good. Steelers weren't particularly good either. George Pickens was really mad that he wasn't getting the ball thrown to him very much. Did they even throw him the ball at all? Did Pickens have any catches in the game yesterday?
Yeah.
He was very frustrated about not getting the ball thrown to him.
He's always mad about something. I love George.
And the Falcons lost in a way that the Falcons have lost a lot of games this year. Under one score, had the ball late. Marcus Mariota makes a mistake, and the game was over. Here's Arthur Smith after the game talking about evaluating the quarterback.
We saw us. We were a little more aggressive early, knowing that they had kind of packed the paint in there, and they were sitting on everything. That's why we tried to press the ball down the field. We hit that shot to Drake. Again, like all of us, nothing's perfect, clearly. Come up 3 points short. There's a lot that we need to make sure we get in there and evaluate fairly and objectively and look at everything that's on the table. You know, obviously it's not good enough when you lose a game. And that's what happened. You know, came up short.
Yep. That's
what he kind of walked it back with more vague language later, saying every job is open, which
right.
isn't true. Like Grady Jarrett's job isn't open.
Right,
Chris
right.
Lindstrom's job isn't
right,
open.
Right.
Every job isn't open. But that's kind of what he said about the quarterback situation. I would be, I don't know, surprised. I expect Desmond Ritter to be the starter next time they take the field.
I do, too. I think that was, you know, him just saying, you know, we were waiting to see where we got at this point, you know, and I the conversation would be completely different if they win at Washington and they win yesterday. It's completely different.
Yeah.
And we probably won't say nothing. But you lost. And you've been losing.
I think
losing.
We'd still talk about and it being frustrating watching Mariota
miss throws. No doubt about it. And, you know, he gives you the best chance to win. That's over because you're not winning. And so might as well see what you got in this kid. And yet you're still kind of technically in it.
Yeah, there was an interesting moment yesterday because remember 2 weeks ago when Mariota throws the pass and gets tipped and intercepted. People were saying, well, no one would question the play call if it had worked. I don't know if that's true. I think people would have still said, I don't know, throwing it over the middle like that. Okay, it worked great. But there was a moment yesterday. It was third and one, I think. And they had moved the ball really well running the ball. It was late in the second half. I don't know how many times they threw the ball in the second half, maybe five times. And they threw it. Now, Mariota hit the pass, and then they ended up hitting 15 yards or something like that. But as soon as he took the snap and dropped back, I was like, oh, no, they're passing in this situation?
Yeah.
So people question play calls even if they end up working. Obviously, if they work, then you can sort of get away with it. Just like if you win, then you can get away with play like that. But they haven't been winning, and Mariota's been playing the way that he's been playing. Yeah. So very likely he won't be playing next time they're out there.
No, I think, you know, you got enough time to get Desmond Ridder up to speed and all those things. Because, I mean, quiet as a cat, he was one play away all season long.
I know, that's the other thing about it, is he's not ready. Well, he better be ready, because if Mariota broke his leg on the first play of the game, Desmond Ridder's going to be in there.
He's going to be in there. So, I mean, they got to take this week. Probably, if the change is going to happen, which we don't know, it's one of those things where you sit Marcus down today, you talk to him, you talk to him and Desmond, then you go talk to the team, and then you go watch your business.
How soon do we know? If they're doing that, and they tell Mariota today, tomorrow, whatever it is, that Desmond's going to start, how soon does everybody know?
Probably when Arthur lets you know.
I know, but when do you think that'll be?
When is he available?
I don't know, because it's a bye.
It's a bye week.
Because he probably doesn't do the coach's show today. Does he do that today?
I don't know. Who knows? I don't know, but I would think that, you know.
Probably not.
I would think.
Because their week is different on the bye week.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know how that goes. But, yeah, I would assume that, you know, his first media availability, he would say something if somebody asked him the question. Now, if I'm him, you know, and you know how coaches want to play that, you know, that mind game or whatever, I wouldn't say nothing. But then you go to practice, and first team's out there doing a walkthrough, and he's in there. So,
yeah, then you have to answer the question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, keep it close to the vest. Maybe a little competitive advantage.
Yeah.
Going against
the
Saints.
They haven't seen him.
Don't have to prepare for the other guy.
Yeah, they haven't seen him.
Anyway, Falcons lose yesterday. The Saints and the Bucs play tonight. If the Bucs win, then that puts the Falcons even further behind them. If the Saints win, then, you know, we're still doing math early in December. I'm not rooting either way, but yeah, doing math in December. All right, let's listen to what happened with the Bengals and the Chiefs yesterday, man. Joe Burrow, excellent.
Higgins out to the right. Burrow throws a slant.
Nice.
Higgins with a catch.
Get in.
He breaks a tackle. He extends the ball. Touchdown.
Nice.
Bengals, as the Bengals score touchdowns on their first two drives.
Yeah, we know the guys we have in that room. We've been there, done that. Like I said, it's December. Coming into January, this is where teams start to separate themselves.
Jamar Chase is cold-blooded.
Did you see the catch? It didn't count because he's out of bounds.
Yes.
He's freaking one-handed getting pushed.
He's cold-blooded, man. And then how he went at old boy, because old boy running his mouth. This is the biggest thing about, because this is three times he's beaten Patrick Mahomes.
In a row.
That is a bad matchup for the Chiefs because their defense cannot cover them. Mm. And I know Spags really well. Spags, but he believes in his system and all those different things. You can't cover. You can't play man. You don't have the corners to play that kind of scheme that you want to run.
Does anybody?
There's not too many people. But they, he played Joe Burrow. I mean, he got that thing about him. We know that. Joe got it. That's whatever about him. And so he went out there and they put it together. And, you know, they're matching a problem for because what they do is, and it seems like you would have thought last year, they did it again last year. They rushed four. Sit back in that deep-ass zone and just have Patrick just back there holding the ball. The only thing about it is that they got two rushers that don't stop. Hendrickson and what's the boy, Hubbard? They don't stop coming. They're like Jared Allen, dog. They don't not stop coming. They just keep going and going and going. And, the Chiefs. And what did the Chiefs do? They don't want to run the football. Because when they ran it, they were cool. But they don't want to run it. Yeah, they don't want to just run the ball while they're sitting back there with them two high damn safeties. Run the football. Run the football, Kansas City. But, yeah.
Burrow just sat in there in the fourth. They scored 10 points in the fourth quarter and came back and won that game.
Yep.
He sat in the pocket and made some throws with dudes in his face.
Yep.
I mean, they're playing.
They got
off to a tough start, but they're playing some great football.
That
right
last
now.
Third down conversion of T. Higgins, I don't know what the hell the Kansas City defense what he saw.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's running right at Joe Burrow and like kind of moved out the way.
Yeah, why'd you stop?
Why'd
man?
You stop?
Hit him. Coach's show is today at 6 o'clock,
okay.
By the way. So who knows?
Maybe. Okay.
Maybe we find out tonight
whether
or not Desmond Ridder will be the starter. Samaje Perine with a nice game as well. Over 100 yards.
He's been doing his thing.
They like to get him involved.
Joe Mixon's been out for a minute.
Yeah, they like to get Perine involved. The Vikings with another nice win yesterday. Let's hear some of that.
Oh, Mike White.
Yeah, well, Mike White did Mike White things.
Kirk out of the shotgun, straight drop, looking to the right, throwing to the right, has a man, and that man is good. Touchdown! He's JJ!
A mantra I've kind of lived by my whole pro football career that started with Mike Shanahan,
He would always say, you know, tough times don't last, tough people do. I believe strongly in that, and this pro football journey, you just have to live that again and again. Tough times don't last, tough people do. And I felt like this game, you know, in a way, was a little bit of a microcosm of that.
Well, I mean, okay, fine. They win the game. Braxton Barrios catches the ball.
Mm-hmm.
He catches the ball. He gets the ball. Jets win. Like, he dropped. I mean, Mike White couldn't put it any place better except for the wrong place. It hit him in his hands. So that's a bad place. And he dropped the freaking ball.
Mike White threw the ball 57 times.
Do you not want that?
No, you don't.
But yeah, they still had a chance to win.
Yeah, they're still right in
there. Yeah, they're still right in the game.
Garrett Wilson, by the way.
No, he's cold-blooded.
Every single week, this guy does ridiculous stuff.
Cold-blooded.
Justin Jefferson, too, with that touchdown there. But yeah, man, Vikings are 10-2. I know they got smoked by the Cowboys a couple weeks ago, but they're 10-2. They keep rolling along. Let's get into that 49ers-Dolphins game. I was really looking forward to this one. I thought it was going to be a little bit more competitive than it was. And then when Jimmy G went out, you thought for sure the Dolphins would have a great chance. Not so fast.
We know what Jimmy's been through, how hard he's worked at this.
Yeah.
You know, I got that news a little in the second quarter, so it was a little different for me. Even just how happy we were with that game. That was a really cool game just as a team and all the stuff that went on throughout the game and just be able to overcome some things. And it was such a special win, but definite mixed emotions hearing about Jimmy.
It just sucks.
He's out for the rest of the year, yes. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, I mean, you're running and the guy just falls on the back of your feet. But they found a way to win the football game. That is by far the worst game Tua has played this season. It's really bad. High on a lot of throws.
This is the first game he's lost, right, that he started and finished? Well, he didn't finish.
He didn't finish.
That's true. They took him out of the game because he got, the game. Got his ankle.
But, yeah, I mean, they go into a game, and you're going against Nick Bosa and those boys without both of your start tackles. Nick was just dominant as ever, running through people's face. And, Tyreek had one big play. He's so damn fast.
Yeah, he did. Like, he scored a touchdown.
Waddle got hurt, so he was in and out throughout the game. But yeah, San Francisco, their offense is one of those things. As long as you got Kyle designing and calling the plays, then I don't think it'd be. But the way that defense played, just don't give up more than 20 points.
Yeah, I mean, you hold that offense to 17 points. Yeah. You're obviously an elite defense. They scored their first play of the game.
Trent Sherfield
goes for a touchdown for Miami. He's like, oh man, Miami's got offensive answers for this 49ers defense. Niners adjusted.
First play.
They had them. McCaffrey just getting the ball a ton. They gave him the ball 25 times yesterday. He scores a touchdown between catching the ball and running the ball. And then Brock Purdy came in when Garoppolo went out early.
He went first drive.
Brock Purdy threw 37 passes.
He went out in the first drive.
And looked pretty solid.
Yeah, he was fine, though. That's what I'm saying.
Like, if he's got to be the guy for the remainder of the season, I mean, I guess maybe they go out and get Baker Mayfield. Who knows? But it's pretty amazing to be able to be on your third quarterback and still be playing like that.
You got guys, man. You got a system. You know, just get Deebo the ball. Get a couple deep shots to IU. Get George Kittle the ball. And obviously, you got Christian McCaffrey. So, I mean, they got dudes, and they got one of the best offensive lines in ball. Purdy just can't go out there and blow it. But they can't. 37 times, a lot of times when they throw the football.
It's a lot of times. Another impressive win by the Eagles yesterday, 35-10 over the Titans. The Titans are a good football team.
Yeah, and A.J. Brown, don't do your old team like that, dog.
Let's hear Jalen Hurts talking about that.
I mean, yeah, gave them opportunity to make a play on the ball. I tried to tell them. They don't listen sometimes. I tried to tell them that, you know, be ready. The ball could come your way. He made a play on the ball. That's a big boy catch. That's a grown man's catch.
It's a grown man throw.
He's just a grown man.
Yeah, dog.
Period. A.J. Brown's a problem.
They were just beaten. They beat that. I mean, anything they wanted, they got yesterday in the pass game. You know what I mean? He should have had another one. His foot was out of bounds. I mean, it was a hell of a catch, hell of a throw by Jalen. And the Eagles are, in my opinion, I think they're the best team. I think Dallas is very, very talented, and we'll get to them in a little bit. But the way the Eagles are playing, the way Jalen is throwing the football.
Is he playing the best at that position right now? I know you don't like MVP conversation.
Yeah, so I think that's that phrase right there.
But he might be the MVP of the league.
He's there. He's there because he's playing well. And
380 yesterday,
and
three touchdowns.
And they're playing
well.
They're winning because of him. You know what I mean? Not in spite of him. And so, I put him up there.
Yeah, when he has to throw the ball 40 times and you could still dominate like that, because last year that wasn't the case. Last year they're running it all over, coming up with creative ways to get him on the move. He goes 29 for 39 yesterday and 380 and three touchdowns.
Yeah,
not too many people playing quarterback the way Jalen Hurts is right now. We'll come back, NFL No Huddle round two after this. Like you said, we'll get into some of what the Cowboys did yesterday. People might have gone to bed, and that game was close. They scored 50 points last night. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Falcons Monday. 20 minutes away from Brian Gebhardt stepping in here. We'll get to Brian's segment at 12:40 as we always do. NFL No Huddle round two, just a couple minutes away as well. You know, you got the Hawks tonight. Hawks against the Thunder right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game tonight.
Trey playing that?
I don't know. Not sure. I don't think so. It wasn't a part of shoot-around, and that was kind of the deal.
He was there?
We didn't participate in shoot-around, and that was kind of the deal on Friday, right? Like, you can't be a part of shoot-around, then. Well, I guess he could come off the bench tonight.
Yeah.
That was his option on Friday.
Trey ain't coming on no damn bench.
No, I don't see that happening.
Now, I could be completely wrong. I don't know the situation. All I know is that this is something, and you heard Trey, Bo played a clip for us back during his segment about it. The two grown men disagree sometimes. I'm sure that him and Nate have had plenty of disagreements. When is the last time you ain't showed up because of the disagreement? Because that's when it starts teetering, when you ain't showing up to stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we can have an argument all day, fussing each other. I'm going to go play, and we're going to be fine. But when I don't stop coming to work, there's the problem.
Yeah, not only that, it immediately went from being something that they were dealing with internally to something
being
that was happening publicly.
Yes.
And Friday, you know, anybody who's a Hawks fan on social media who follows the team even relatively closely saw there was rumors about this on Friday.
And I saw
sitting there watching the game on Friday night. I was like, oh, there's a rumor that there was a disagreement between a player and the coach.
I was like, who the hell do you think it is?
Maybe the guy who's not here tonight? Yeah. Maybe that's the guy who they're talking about?
I know.
Yeah, I got an idea. Call on me. Not to mention the fact that there's been plenty of rumors circulating that the two of them don't get along. So, yeah, now it's public.
But the thing about it is you don't got to get along. It's all about, dude, in this business, in that business, in any, it's about respect. Now, there's a different level of respect on NBA teams. The superstar player usually gets what the hell they want. Now, I say it. He already got one of them up out of here.
He did.
All right. Now, you can tell. No. Like, that's just the way it is. And I don't know what's going to come from this. Could this all this blow over and everything, Andy? Damn sure could.
Yeah, I mean.
It could blow over.
It could. Yeah. There, I mean, there's coming back from this.
Because they're saying, not like this ain't the first time they've probably had one of these.
No, sure. Now, it feels like it's the biggest one.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Because, again, it doesn't seem like it was that big of a deal what was going on.
Right.
For it to escalate to the point where he told him, either come off the bench or don't show up. Now, I also think that, Nate, I think that that's a weird sort of ultimatum to give a guy.
If this got something to do with doing treatment on a shoulder and it get to a point where you ain't coming to a game, it's a damn lie.
There's a lot more to
it than
that.
There's a lot more to it than that.
Your wife's not mad at you that you didn't unload the dishwasher. She's mad at you for the last 30 things that she didn't yell at you about. It's not about the dishwasher.
Yes.
It's about all the other stuff. Yes. That's what that was. It felt to me like it was the dishwasher
yes.
argument. That's what happened on Friday at Hawks shoot-around. There's been bubbling. There's all this other stuff. Now, I don't know him not being a part of shoot-around today. You know, him not being there. DeJounte had a pretty interesting on-court interview after
the game
as well.
Yep. Hangs him in.
No. After the game.
Oh, after
on
the
Friday
game.
When he was interviewed by Lauren Jabbar on the sideline. You know, everybody knows something's happening.
Right.
And, you know, he's like, no, we got to trust our teammates. We got to get guys involved. I see guys working in the gym, putting in the work. I actually loved what DeJounte said after the game on Friday. He said, I see guys putting in the work in the weight room and on off days and in the gym shooting. That's what makes me trust my teammates is the work that they put in.
Right.
Guys are going to miss shots during games.
It just happens. It's basketball.
My confidence in you as a teammate can't waver if you have a bad shooting night.
Right.
My confidence in you is because I know that you're working hard. It feels like there's been times during games this year where confidence in guys has wavered because they're having bad shooting nights.
It could be.
You can't stop passing it to the open guy because he missed a couple shots.
Because you're missing shots,
NBA.
Too.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, man.
That's exactly right. So I hope they figure it out. Winning, obviously, would cure a lot of these things.
Usually
I haven't
does.
Been playing great for the
does.
Last couple of weeks.
It usually does.
But, you know, somebody's going to have to be the grown-up here. Because I think not showing up to the game is not an example of that.
Exactly. If you're telling me this is the there's no reason not to come to a game unless you ain't having an excuse absence.
Mm-hmm.
You just said if Bogut's been hurt all year, his ass been on that sideline.
Yeah, and I guess folks would say, well, Coach gave him the ultimatum. He said either come off the bench or don't.
That ain't how it works.
Well, what you do is you go have a conversation with him and say, all right, Coach, I can't play.
That's the same crap happened. Remember that same crap happened up in Pittsburgh with AB?
Exactly.
When Mike Tomlin told me that, all right, well, I ain't coming in. Well, your ass can't sit on my sideline in a fur coat. Get your ass out of here.
Yeah, that's not the person you want to be compared to. That's
get out of here.
I don't know. I will obviously be keeping an eye on it. Again, they play tonight against the Thunder right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pregame at 7, tip-off at 7:30. Hopefully they can get another win. Let's get back into an NFL no huddle round 2.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Go now, let's go! Set!
NFL no huddle again, as yesterday was a pretty crazy day in the league. Obviously, some big stories in terms of what happened in games. One of the biggest stories all season long has been Deshaun Watson. He made his return yesterday. Was not particularly good.
It's freaking awful.
Looked like he hasn't played in about 2 years.
Yeah, it's freaking awful.
Sure, he'll get a little bit better as time goes on.
Get a ball at Nick Chubb, man.
Here he is talking after the game.
Being my first game back here in Houston was tough. You know, walking into the stadium on the opposite side of the stadium and locker room, it was different because I know exactly how those guys get ready for games and how they do the pregame, the talk and everything. So it was a lot of emotion.
You asked to be traded. What are you talking about? It was difficult.
That is
true. You asked to be traded.
Even before all the, you know, allegations and all of these things, he did not want to be a Houston Texan anymore.
Yeah, you asked to be traded. I mean, he was awful. It was an awful football game that only a team as raggedy as the damn Houston Texans can find a way to lose. Like, that was just awful football game. It really, really was. But, you know, Cleveland, they're in a point where, they can play against Houston like that. Now they gotta give him time. He played football in 700 days, whatever, and it looked like it. He just looked rusty. You saw some flashes a couple times of him like trying to evade the pressure and things like that. But he forced the ball in the end zone for interception. Get a ball to 24. All right, get him to 24 until you get him back in groove.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you can ever have a game where Nick Chubb carries the ball 17 times.
Seven.
I'd give him the ball 25 times every single week, if not more, depending on how well he was running. He was running good yesterday. Didn't get in the end zone, though. The Seahawks came back and beat the Rams yesterday. That was a slugfest, man. I don't think they were expecting the Rams to play the way that they did. But the Seahawks came back and won that one 27-23. The Commanders and the Giants both didn't lose. That game went to overtime, and that's what Daniel Jones said afterwards.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Let me make sure this is right. Oh.
It's not a loss. You know, I think we understand that, but we'll look to improve going forward.
So they tied. Daniel Jones is right. They didn't lose, so the losing streak is over? It's not a winning streak.
It's first of all, it's raggedy to tie in a damn NFL football game. Let's call it like that because I picked the damn Giants +2. But
They had the field goal at the end.
They had it.
He just didn't quite. 58 yarders a lot.
But still, dude, they had it. And I think that this is a situation where me and Brian, we were all talking before off the cuff, make sure y'all download it, that that helped both of them get in the playoffs maybe. It may have helped both of those teams get in the playoffs. What an awful game. It was such a boring football game, man. Why would OBJ want to go there? why would he want to go play for the Giants, man?
I don't know. He probably wants to go here, given what the Cowboys did last night.
9:54 left. First down, pitch off. Left to Pollard. Wending his way through people. 20, 15, 10, 5. Pollard dancing and walking the dog. Touchdown for the second time tonight.
We're trying to be as great as we can be, and in every aspect. And obviously knowing getting into the late of the year, what we've got coming up, and just on our schedule, and then obviously making a run at the Super Bowl. You want to make sure that you have as many weapons as you can.
Only three teams in the NFL scored more than 33 points yesterday. Cowboys scored 33 points in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
They beat the Colts 54-19. Matt Ryan was giving the ball away a ton in the second half of that game.
This is safe to say that Jeff ain't going to get that job.
No, I don't think Jeff Saturday is going to get that job. No.
They were pumped.
They scored 33 points in the fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter, Andy. I was like, hold on. I went to bed. It was a 2-point game. I wake up. I was like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, that game got away from Indy.
What just happened, man? I mean, that was just awful. I mean, Dak threw an awful interception, but yeah. That defense, they just took the ball away. There's nothing funnier than waking up in the morning and seeing Will Blackman tweet that Dallas Cowboy, man, are we still them boys? It's the funniest thing in the world to me, dog, and I laugh every single time. Dallas is a good damn team, man.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
They're a very good football
team. No doubt.
But they will find a way to blow it. They will.
Yeah.
Because it's Dallas.
Yeah, come playoff time.
Yeah, it's Dallas.
But it does feel like it's them and the Eagles right now in the NFC, doesn't it?
Because it is.
They're the most talented teams, most complete teams.
Yeah, because it is. But, like, I love Odell. I don't know how effective he's going to be. But they should have had another damn defensive lineman. They need a defensive lineman, not another receiver. But we'll see how it goes. Is Dak trying to force the ball to Odell and all those different things, throw all the stuff off? We'll see. So I read something about Zeke didn't start for the first time in his career because of some distance. He went late for a meeting. But the reason why it was tardy for a meeting, had your phone on in a meeting going off and ringing and all that stuff. I was like, man, what did Zeke do? What's Zeke do, man?
Pollard did also go out there and give him two touchdowns as well. So
he's balling, man.
Pollard's pretty damn good when they get him involved, which they do.
I ain't gonna be the guy to fall in love and pay him though like that.
Packers still own the Bears, even as mediocre as they are.
Christian, a little younger.
Yeah, he's been good lately.
He's been good, man. Mm-hmm. He's tough. He found out that when he gets tackled, he doesn't get hurt every time, and he's been balling.
Yeah, Justin Fields had that one big run, but other than that, the Bears didn't have a whole lot going on.
Yeah, struggled.
The Lions beat the hell out of the Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence got rolled up on in that game.
Hopefully he's
all right.
He
came back, though.
They're so
back in the
Lions are so damn different when DeAndre Swift plays. They're so different when DeAndre Swift plays. Just, I mean, good for Dan, man. Good for Dan. Good for Dan.
Playoffs still possible, Bo?
Is it?
Very much alive.
They're in the – I mean –
they're in the hunt.
If the Falcons are in the hunt,
the damn Lions.
The Lions are absolutely.
I don't
want to
play. Who wants to? Nobody wants to play the Lions.
Well, they bite people's kneecaps.
Yeah, man.
They're a bunch of psychos. All right, we'll come back. We got some very big news in the NL East. Big time player changing teams and headed to the NL East. We'll tell you who that is coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Falcons Monday on 92.9 The Game is brought to you by Ticketmaster, official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Falcons Monday, 20 minutes away from the most important audio in the world to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. College Football Corner coming up at 1:20 as well. Obviously, reaction to championship weekend. We know who the teams are in the college football playoff. And obviously some big-time coaching moves in the world of college football as well. You get your AMA questions in an hour from now, too.
Oh, yeah, because that was one thing we were talking about. Oh, there it is right there. So we get to see the girl from Croatia.
Yeah, Croatia lives. Yes.
Yeah, but, we were talking about, like, some of the coaches getting big names. Obviously, Dion, and we still don't know. I'm happy as hell for him. I don't understand the angst.
Let's spend a good solid five minutes on that at 1:20.
I can't even say I understand. The man got a promotion. He took a better job. Now, understand, you know, he brought the awareness to the HBCUs, which are great, great institutions of higher learning and sports. And it ain't going away because he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm happy for Prime. I wouldn't have taken the Colorado job, but because I'm sure that that could have been something better, you know, for him. But I mean, he's going to do good there because the Pac-12 needs him because you're losing your best, biggest, you're losing your biggest brands. You're losing your biggest brands, and you're going to put him in there, and he's going to do what Prime does. He's going to bring guys there. You know, say, I brought my luggage, and it's Louis.
Yeah. So, there's a lot to the story.
Yeah, like,
I'm
just trying to figure out why people are upset with that.
Yeah, let's get back to that at 120, because I think that that's something that deserves more than just, I don't get it. You know what I mean? Because I think you and I are both smart enough to talk about why.
No, I understand why. Yeah. I just don't get it.
Right. Let's get back to that at 120. I think that's a really interesting conversation. All right. You want to do you want me to do it? All right, I'll do it. Justin Verlander is headed to New York. He's going to be a New York Met. He signed a 2-year, $86 million contract. So they lose DeGrom on Friday. DeGrom is headed to Texas. We saw that. Good for him.
Yep.
Little retirement check to head down there to Texas. No taxes.
Damn.
And now they got Verlander to replace him. And Verlander and Scherzer reuniting from when they were teammates in Detroit.
All that talent Detroit had, it couldn't win a damn World Series. But this is a big get, man. I mean, Verlander, you lose one Cy Young and you bring another one in. And the one thing about Ver is he's pretty damn durable. Unlike Jacob and I know he hit the
Especially
Tommy John.
Lately,
he's been durable and everything. But that's a big time get. You put him and Scherz at the top, then you got old boy in the back.
So here we go again, right?
Yep.
The Mets win the offseason and the Braves win the division?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Congratulations, Mets. Another offseason banner. Hang it up.
All right.
Let's get to Brian.
What a cookie.
And now, 92.9 The Game presents Big Deal, Small Deal, or No Deal. Brian Gebhardt on the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Every day at 12:45, Brian joins us. Hello, Brian.
I would actually hang that up at my place. Off-season champs, Mets. That's the only thing blue and orange I'd put in my place, I think. That'd be hilarious to have.
So. They've done it again, man. That's like back-to-back-to-back hot stove league champions for the Mets.
Yeah.
Good for them.
And honestly, if these two guys are healthy, it is going to be really interesting. But the idea of them staying healthy all season – and Verlander, for the most part, has been really good since the Tommy John a couple years back as far as staying healthy
and
even more so than – yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it sucks to have to root against him because I really like Justin Verlander. Yeah. But now, you know, I want only bad things for him.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That is a good point. I do kind of like Verlander, but now he's over there.
Bye.
So
now he's over there.
See
Bye.
You. You know?
Bye.
Speaking of which, actually, this is completely different than anything I have on my page right now. Georgia fans towards Ohio State. Is Ohio State one of those programs? And I'm closer to it, and I look at it from like when Urban Meyer went up there and everything. But where do you think Ohio State ranks outside of the SEC in terms of hatred for Georgia fans?
I don't know. I don't hate Ohio State.
Like, I guess who do you dislike the most outside of the SEC, Randy?
Notre Dame.
Okay.
Yeah. I've always I'm not a fan of. I've always liked Ohio State. I mean, I've
always disliked Ohio State,
yeah.
And then the Urban Meyer thing was feather in the cap of, oh, now I just hate them.
Yeah, I loved all the players they had. I mean, but yeah, like as far as like root driver, root for Ohio State, no, I don't root for them.
Yeah,
but
gotcha.
Yeah, it's all sort of, it's all storyline anger lately because they haven't played.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you know, it's easier to have a rivalry with a football team. They play in recruiting, and that's Ohio State is one of the few teams that's on Georgia's level as recruiting.
Kirby said we know a lot of these players.
We recruit them. Yeah. So from that standpoint, I'm sure the coaches and all of that, the players, all that kind of stuff. But like from a fan base perspective, you haven't had a chance to hate them on the field.
That's right.
In an incredibly long time. Now Justin Fields going there, you know, is a little of them.
You're probably not even really from that.
You're probably over it because he won the championship and all that. I don't really know. Like, but you got to hate them for the next month.
Oh yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It was easy for me. It was like, an easy transition.
These are
I hate every team pretty much.
But that's my thing. Like I'm a dog, and so I don't know how to. Like we got the one cat that calls up Ohio State fan, but like I don't know how Ohio State fans are.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know.
Based on the loss to Michigan and wanting to fire Ryan Day, they're spoiled and angry.
They're Bama North.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, they're entitled.
There it is.
I hate every team that Washington has played in the last 20 years. Every single one of them.
That's fair. Good matchup for Washington there.
I hate Texas, too, because they beat us in the Holiday Bowl in 2001.
Alamo Bowl is one of the more interesting ones outside of the playoffs there.
I hate Michigan. I hate Auburn. Any team we've played, especially if we lost to them when we lost like all those teams, I hate them.
Yeah, and Georgia and Ohio State, like you guys mentioned, haven't really played that much. Only once, 1993 Citrus Bowl. Georgia did win that one. Ray Goff was the head coach
at
the time. So, yeah, go throwback there. Big deal, small deal, no deal. We just saw Croatia move on against Japan. So, like you guys mentioned, we'll have Ivana Knoll. She'll be out and about still at the World Cup, which will be nice. But big deal, small deal, no deal. The U.S. being eliminated. Here's Kristen Pulisic afterwards.
It excites me for sure. It hurts a lot right now. You know, we thought that we could have, you know, advanced and done a lot more this time around. But, you know, I love these guys, and it's a really special group that we have.
Did you really think that? Okay.
Fair. I agree with the 100% what you just said.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
What the hell, Matt, you was looking at?
But they got smoked.
But they got, you thought you got some juice back when, because it was a hell of a goal. All right.
Was that on purpose, though?
I'm going to say if it's me that scored, I go, hell yeah. I mean, to hit it with the back of my heel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Well, the one where he had it like 5 seconds before that, and it was one-on-one with the keeper, and he dribbled it out of bounds.
You gotta make that goal. But you know what? It was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was frustrating Saturday morning to watch what happened, but just to build up to the World Cup. Obviously, it's going to be here the next time they have it, if the damn French don't try and steal it again. But, yeah, it was cool. But it's a big deal. I mean, they got to the knockout.
Yeah, they got where they always get, and then they lost, like they always do. Yeah. Like, I hate to be negative guy about it because I did not want to be negative guy
on Saturday.
No, I don't want to be negative about it at all.
Yeah.
But I'll put my hand in the air. I will admit I'm not as versed in, like, the pipeline, the culture that's building towards what they're putting out on the field.
Right.
But the product on the field is not particularly different than it's been for the last 20 years. Now, it's a little bit better than it was maybe certainly four, because they didn't make it 8 years ago, all that. But I tuned in to watch a team on Saturday play the Netherlands and got completely outclassed by a better team.
That's what I saw. Like, but I didn't. But okay. I think that was the thing when you.
So what if we're excited because they're young? Like,
I think that's the biggest thing. This thing is young.
So I guess in 4 years they'll be less young.
They have nothing to hold their head down.
Do they think the Netherlands isn't going to be good in 4 years, or Brazil or France? Like, I hope that they get really good. I just don't. It's been coming for 20 years.
So and so needs to be fired now,
and it hasn't.
Like when he was just good last round, they won.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
I don't understand, like, the reaction to losing and having it be, oh man, headed in the right direction. They lost in the same round they always lose in, and they got killed. So
yeah, it's not like a college football program with like a new coach, and it's like, well, they'll recruit and be back next year, you know, and they're going to build on it from there.
They still have to play American guys, right?
And then they got to
probably not going to win.
Ramp it up in 4 years again. Big deal, small deal, no deal. We'll get to some more Kirby and some Stetson cuts coming up at 1 o'clock. But wanted you to hear this one about the Jalen Carter play. We haven't really talked about that too much.
Oh my goodness!
Him picking up Jaden Daniels. Here was Kirby talking about it after. You guys, let me know. Big deal, small deal, no deal.
Yeah, I've seen players do that, and they usually didn't end well. You know, they usually don't have the restraint. And I told him, I said, you know, you prove to a lot of people that there's a thought process and great restraint to keep from doing something dumb. It showed great discipline on his part to not do anything. Or, you know, we had a penalty in this game early in the year. I think it was Kamari on a, I don't know if you call it a body-to-body suplex tackle. And you don't do that. I just got a lot of respect for Jalen to not do that. Unfortunately, we don't let him do that to Stetson. Otherwise, Stetson would be in pieces.
Hell yeah. I mean, he was out there kicking ass, man.
He's the best player on the field every time he steps
on
the field.
Dude, he was out there wearing folks.
There's nothing
out
you can do.
And that play was so funny because how he held up the finger like, all right, blow the whistle, I got him. Now, you want me to dump him?
It was a trophy move.
Dude.
It was the word number one.
Yeah, dog.
Like, I never seen anything like that before.
He was out there punishing folks.
And Kirby's right. Like, if you're talking about a guy with a little bit less composure, he could have really hurt Jaden Daniels in that situation. And I'm very glad that he didn't. But, yeah, man, that's pretty emasculating, probably, to get picked up like that on national TV.
Yeah, dog.
And be used as a trophy.
Yeah, it was unbelievable how he grabbed. I mean, come here, youngin.
I've just never seen that before.
Dude, he's a grown man, dog.
Like, did he just pick him up to end the play? Like, he's in the grasp.
Yeah, that's what he said. Blow it.
Did you guys talk to him about that after the game? Like, what was his description of what he did?
He wasn't available after the game, or at least he may have been on the outside, but I was in the Kirby Stetson, Christopher Smith.
I would love to hear him describe that play from his perspective. Yeah, didn't want to hurt the poor guy.
Didn't want to break him in half.
Didn't want to set him down gently.
Yeah, like you said, break him in half.
It's like when you pick up a baby, you know, you got to be very careful with him. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the most important audio in the world to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. College football corner at 1:20 as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.